Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. George Stanley McGovern died this weekend at 90, just about 40 years after his historic loss to Richard Nixon in the 1972 presidential elections. We're hearing a lot about that and about McGovern's opposition to the Vietnam War. But we want to note two other aspects of his legacy that endure. Julian Zelitzer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. And Julian, George McGovern was instrumental in changing the very election process we're in now by changing the nominating process. Remind us what happened.
After 1968, the Democrats set up a commission to reform the nomination process, and McGovern is a key figure heading the commission. You end up with a more diverse convention and a convention where the nomination is already settled. No more smoke-filled rooms in the back halls, but rather a primary system.
And yet, that made for kind of a mess in 1972 when McGovern was nominated.
Absolutely. He's the first to benefit from this, and he's the first real candidate who comes from outside the machine. But it's a very turbulent convention in 1972. Democrats are really divided on issues like the draft and the Vietnam War and even on social policy. McGovern makes his famous speech where he says, "We reject the view of those who say America, love it or leave it. We reply, let us change it so we can love it more." And for many younger Americans, that's inspirational. But for many kind of more prominent established Democrats, they were scared about where he was taking the party.
It might have been inspirational, but few got to hear it because it was such a mess that he didn't make his acceptance speech. Forget prime time. I think it was 3 a.m.?
Yeah, it was early. I think it was 3 a.m. in the morning. So it's one of those quotes that goes down in history but might not have had the impact at the time. And obviously he lost in a landslide election to Nixon.
What's just your thoughts, Julian Zelitzer, on George McGovern's impact on the political landscape because of those rules changes?
He helped to define the way in which we pick our presidents. Republicans ultimately replicated what Democrats were doing. And as a result, we have a system dominated by primaries and caucuses. The media got to play a much bigger role. And in some ways, it did make the system more wide open to a broader number of candidates than you had before. So some people hate the changes, some people love them, but I think they all acknowledge there were big changes after his commission was in place.
Julian Zelitzer, a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School, thanks so much.
Thank you.